in the end, I got in touch with Sergei, and I spent the next few nights with his family. And while I was staying with them, I even learnt the Russian alphabet and a few words. But it was cold, and a freezing cold wind was blowing all the time.
But it all went better for you after that.
Well, yes, until one morning I decided to take Max, the dog, for a walk. I was really enjoying the walk when I realised that I was lost. Then I found a playground, which looked like the one outside the flat. Mm. But then I found another one, and another one.
No, you must have been very frightened.
I was. I showed the address to various people, but didn't understand their replies. It was freezing cold, minus 12 degrees. I was standing by the side of a road, praying that Sergei would send out a search party, when suddenly a car stopped, and the driver said, "Taxi?" I was so relieved. Within a couple of minutes, I was drinking tea with Sergei and the driver back home. His name was Nikolai, and he was on his way to work. He wasn't a taxi driver at all.
Was he a friend of Sergei's?
No, just someone who was going to work when he saw a foreigner looking lost, I think. They can be very friendly, the Russians.